Thank you so much, BBS Radio. So here we are live over the internet, the Wednesday episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown, questions and answers with the Elohim. So all of us have the opportunity to put to email a question to Win, to be asked to our sources live on the show tonight. Questions at intelligent-infinity.com. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. Several people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. It's Cecil in Seattle.
Welcome, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, guys. Sounds like some joy.
Yep.
And then Dawn.
Yep. Well, joined in. So please say your names and locations.
Hi, Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome,
hi,
Jeannie.
Hey.
Jeannie.
Hi.
Anyone else? Feel free to say your name or location. But only if you want to. We want
get the phone up or something else. And...
No, I did not tell you that.
Thank you.
We welcome you anyway. And welcome to all you folks listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your names and locations.
Roger, Roger Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Roger.
Hi, Roger.
And Lauren right. From Forks, Washington.
And Lauren. Welcome, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
What's getting on?
That's what they said, isn't it? Isn't that what the Elohim say? Persistence, vision. What was the other one?
Vision.
The manifestor of the three things.
Yeah.
Intention, persistence, intention. Vision.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, Lauren. It worked.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. This is Terry in Nevada.
Good
hi,
evening, Terry.
Terry.
Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Yeah, kind of bad news from Betty today. She seemed to take a big step down today.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, boy. It's really a tough.
Ay, ay, ay. Welcome to the next call. Please say name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. Sorry to hear that. See some blessings to you and your family, man.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Welcome, Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello, everybody. Whoa, hello.
Anybody heard from Morgan for a few days after she got her injection?
No.
I see they got the drive-up vaccination places here in my area.
Oh, lucky. Lucky you.
Yeah, I'm going to rush right up with her.
Yeah.
I guess in the Netherlands, that even companies are paying their employees for getting a vaccination.
That's what they're going to take.
Yeah, because they know it's so dangerous, right?
Right.
They wouldn't take them without extra pay.
Pay you to commit suicide.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say name and location.
Good evening. Wanda from Saskatchewan.
Welcome, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hey, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello,
it's sort of like purchasing life insurance.
Except for the word life, I agree.
It's a short-term life insurance.
Short-term. Well, even life insurance is mislabeled. It should be called death insurance because
right, definitely.
You're not insuring your life.
That's not insurance. It's assurance.
Assurance, yes.
Death assurance.
It's money for burial. That's all it is.
Right. Burial compensation money.
Your survivors get to have a big party at
that's
your expense.
It. but they can't get together now to have one. They have to have it digitally, virtually, virtual party.
So you have to invite the governor first.
Yeah, right.
Then it's okay.
I got a place for him to go.
How thoughtful of you, Cecil.
It's a special place.
I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm. Comes with air conditioning.
I didn't catch that one.
That it comes with air conditioning.
Oh, yes. You got to have air conditioning.
Anybody texted Wynn lately?
Nope. Somebody needs to.
Well, it's not 10 after yet, so he's got 2 more minutes.
Is Lauren on tonight?
Lauren is here.
What does Lauren have to say today?
Said hi.
Say well.
How are you doing, Wanda?
Oh, trying to hold it. Trying to stay calm and stay this and stay that.
Uh-huh.
Are you having any luck?
Just depends. Trying to quit smoking too at the same time, so it's
hard. Bad time to quit smoking.
Yes.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please share the name and location.
Hi, guys. This is Joni in St. Louis.
Welcome,
hi, Joni.
Hi.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, Joni.
But also when I'm texting Wynn, then my texts are rejected, kind of. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please share name and location.
But
of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
Of course.
There's 100K Wynns up here today.
Sure, they had some pretty high ones here last night, but I don't think they're that high. But
100 kilometers, saying 100 kilometers, right?
Freezing snow with it at the same time, coming down. And man,
yeah.
It's
still a lot, but it's not 100 miles. Not 100 miles an hour.
62
miles an hour.
Right.
We had similar thing here in Forks.
I've had winds come through my couple times that might have hit 100 miles an hour here, knocked some trees down and stuff.
It's coming again here, there.
It happened here in California during the ice age, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an ice age up here.
Ice, can you get in touch with Terry? She can go get Wynn.
I just texted Wynn, and that's, also.
Try Terry.
Yeah.
Get cracking here, as Terry would say.
I'm going to put it in the text. That's cracking.
Well, maybe they haven't got home from happy hour yet.
Right.
Well, no, I think they're at home.
They need an extra dose of happiness to get on here.
Yeah. Well, but if they get on the call, then they would have joy.
Whenever you guys say that joy too loud, my dog gets all happy.
Yeah.
Her name's Joy.
Yay.
Right.
Yeah, she was named
Joy.
Well,
I could use some of that today, I'll tell you that.
Oh, and then I get to get the dog.
Here we go.
What's your name and location?
It is Wynn and Sedona.
Hey.
Hi, Wynn.
No, it was you.
Right on time.
Yeah.
He's two minutes late.
We gotta get cracking, Wynn. Get cracking on those questions.
I have to dock you.
You know what? One of
Very muffled, Wynn. Can't hear you.
Yeah, can't hear you.
Here we go.
Much better. More better, as Joey would say.
All right.
A little bird told us that already.
Let's get cracking.
Yeah, we need to get going.
Terry here. Is Terry coming on?
Hang on. Hang on. Terry? Hurry up. Everyone's saying, where's Terry?
We can hear her in the background.
I have to get Terry something to go. It took longer than I expected.
Everything usually does.
Always does.
Except the good stuff.
Especially as you get older.
But you think they are mean to older people?
No, it just takes everything longer because you're older.
Well, I was just waiting at a restaurant for something to go.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Terry.
Let's get cracking.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Right. Got those questions organized, Wynn?
Did you send a question in today, Don?
Yeah, two of them. But
I did too.
In a specific order.
I did.
Who was that?
It's Georgia. Oh, Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
This is Bonnie. Oh.
Bonnie's sounding pretty joyful, too.
I'm pleased to get mixed up with Bonnie.
Say that again?
I said I was pleased to get mixed up with Bonnie, meaning somebody thought that we were the
good
same.
Good company to be mixed up in.
Yeah.
Who's talking there? You guys are blowing my mind. I can't tell you apart.
Sounds like twins.
Hello to everybody on BBS. Of course, we're doing questions and answers with our sources.
Muted.
Yeah, go ahead and start. Yep.
The recording has started.
This is January 13th, 2021. And we have come a long way since we started. And so has the world. And we are trying to keep up. And I welcome all of you. I welcome all of you that sent questions. And just a moment. And of course, this is our Wednesday call where people submit questions and we are communicating. I'll just tell you how they identify themselves. And it's everyone needs to make up their own mind if they are who they say they are. And I think one way, there's a lot of ways to ascertain that. You can hear the story of how all this started for me, all the people that look like people in their past lives who are involved in this work. But probably one of the best ways to ascertain as to who they are is by the way they answer the questions we've posed to them. And we've posed thousands and thousands of questions since this all started in 2002. And it started out where I was just asking questions, and I was attempting to ascertain if I trusted them, if how could I validate that they were who they said they were. And over the first few years, there were enough synchronicities and validations and even miracles that I became convinced. And they had asked me, actually, to do this call we're doing tonight. A Wednesday call where people could submit questions. And so we've been doing this for many years. And I think many people have been amazed by the answers to their questions. And when I ask them about this, well, before we ask questions, well, what happened was, in the very beginning, the first couple of years, it was just me asking questions. And then I asked them if I could ask questions about somebody else. And so I got permission from a person to ask a question. And in every case, they demonstrated an understanding of the person's issues and very wise counsel on how to cope with their issues. And of course, we weren't doing this live. And then a few years later, they suggested that we do something like this live. Okay? And that's how this call got started. And one of the things they've said is by asking a question, it allows you, them to move into your energy field, to look at you and your conflicts and your matrix. And, you know, most of us, almost all of us, have fairly contracted matrixes, you know, considering how big the universe is and how many potentials there are. And we have this situation where we are kind of trapped in the third dimension, and that there's a veil around our planet, around our matrixes, that is hard to penetrate. So what they said was, when somebody asks a question, it helps them, how would I say it? They make a connection with the person, and that if the person follows the energy back, and this is aside from the question and the answer to their question, if they follow the energy back, the Elohim leave a trail. And if you follow the trail, you'll start to expand your matrix. Now, it's hard to explain that intellectually, but I understand what they mean, and I think some of you understand that as well. And it's rather hard to put into words. What does it mean to expand your matrix? Well, I'm not going to go into that. In fact, you'll know it when it happens. And that's all. We are ready to start. And I'm just compiling the thing. I can double task. I'm compiling the questions for tonight. And Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What is I just remembered. The fellow in Ireland.
Sonnenberg.
Yeah. I know he had a question for today. Mark Sonnenberg. Let me just get his question up. If any of you are listening on BBS, the way you get a question into this is you send an email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com and put your question there, and I think you will be surprised. Personally, people do ask questions about esoteric things and about the history of the universe, and that's okay. But it's really good to ask questions about yourself and your own walks. And I would say we all have patterns that we're repeating. And if you can start to understand your repeating patterns, it's a good way to transcend them. Okay? So I'm ready to start. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invite a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us and create a protective space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we adjust our energies so that we are available to each and every person personally who is on the call, directly to you, not through the telephone line or not through the computer. We are here, and the telephone line and the computer is where the voice comes from. So there may be a slight delay between our connection with those that wish to be connected with and the voice. Very, very slight. If we ever say anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it. Only use something that can be of assistance to you, makes sense to you, increases your awareness or your ability to respond in ways that you desire to or see advantageous. We are here to assist, and that is what we are here and to for, and to make contact and let you know that you are not alone. Do you have questions?
Well, you know what? I thought I'd start out with a question on my preamble based on the answer you gave to that question a long time ago about how when you answer somebody's question, you move into their matrix to get the answer. And then when you withdraw, that there's a trail which a person can follow if they choose to or if they're able to. Maybe you could give a little more information about that and share what happens to a person if they follow that track.
When they ask a question and we answer it, we contact their matrix and we check in connection with their life in the area of the question that they have asked. As we do that, we leave a path, and this path can lead you back to us if you so desire. It is like a person getting familiar with an energy, with a voice, with a way of thinking. We sometimes are able to, for someone that's very sensitive, they are able to see a pink glow, which is a trail that we leave in the connection of their environment, the atmosphere, the energy around that, and our energy. It is a light color pink that the air so ionizes around them. And it is sometimes picked up on cameras and it is seen by some individuals, like Terry is seeing this now. In the future, you're more familiar with our energies in our presence, and so it is easier to contact us directly and know that you have done so or are doing so.
If a person asks a question which is not about their own personal issues, but about, say, esoteric knowledge, do you make the same connection?
We will then go to the location and check out the history from that vantage point. Say the planet, or even in the middle of a nuclear reactor or of a location on Earth, a formation of an army. We actually go there. There have been some calls when we have been dragging Terry around with us. She is our invisible partner. She is able to track with us. We had a seamless translation team where we are able to decode information and then relay it through Terry. And we are able to even contact other beings, entities, groups, and to supply translation between Terry, who then relays to you. She is our invisible reporter that moves with us and is essentially part of our translation team.
Mm-hmm. So when a person asks an esoteric question, they might miss that experience of having you in their matrix, right?
Not necessarily, because we also contact the person. We are not unilateral. We are multi-dimension and multitasking, and so we can contact more than one location, and usually we hold in a triangular position the person who has asked a question in the area of the energy where we are retrieving an answer.
Thank you. Okay, let's start out with our questions for tonight. And this is from Bonnie Penners in Kelowna, California. In a previous answer, our sources claimed that we, my crew and I, and in that answer, I'll just make a comment, that Bonnie ended up on this planet with a crew of people when their flying saucer crashed or something, and that they got caught up in the reincarnational cycles of Earth. Okay, so my crew and I intended to make contact with a group that we had a connection with, but were unsuccessful. Maybe the loss of function with our craft hindered our goal, and we lived out our lives the best we could. After lingering in the astral, where we were perhaps acclimating to life on Earth, we were able to incarnate and have returned again and again. My intuition feels my connection with Native American culture. And my question is, what nation am I connected with? And did we have any influence on the culture or the myths? Thank you.
We do see that it was in the area of the mountainous area of the Western United States, and that you went through lifetimes in a the Pueblo, we search for the name, Indians. And that then that moved into other groups in generally staying in a similar area. However, one time or more, you have had a lifetime in the Tibetan area, the other areas. However, generally, your group has stayed in a similar area to where you are at this time.
Thank you. When the group Russian masters, that a question came to mind. So
yes,
I'll move on.
Stick to Bonnie's question.
Okay. All right. Next question is, this is from Hives. I met my girlfriend only 5 months ago. We have many things in common, and it feels like we are meant to be together. Except politically, we are opposites. Last week, when the riots happened, a big obstacle was all of a sudden created in our relationship. It's been hard for me to deal with this and to know how to deal with it. Could you give me a consultation and shine some light on it?
Thank you. There are things changing in the political arena, and some of this will work itself out. There is great dissimilarity between the information that is given to the general people in general and the other information others are given. And so it is not hard to see that there could be very dissimilar views. Allow her viewpoint, and hopefully she will allow you your viewpoint and answer any questions to the best of your ability that she asks you. And if there is lack of polarization or demand of one to look at things the same as the other, it can add to the spice of the relationship and allow for diverse opinions to be expressed, or if it is too disruptive, to hold on and wait and simply see how things play out and take it day by day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question from Don Herman. And I'm going to ask one of your questions, Don, and then if there's time, I'll get to the other one. All right. Last week, I asked, what is the point of the third? Now, wait a second here. Now, is there a way to intentionally move our awareness from our everyday mind focus in 3D to our higher levels of existence, our soul body, for example? Thank you.
When you are looking outward from your soul complex, you are seeing your environment and you are basing your give and take, your vision, your hearing upon largely upon what is around you. Give us a moment. Would you read a last sentence again?
Yeah. Is there a way to intentionally move our awareness from our everyday mind focus in 3D to our higher level of existence, our soul body, for example?
Thank you. Your soul body is in your, centered in your environment, and you're looking out and you're receiving data back. Your higher awareness is a higher vibration, and if you develop it, you can begin to have awareness of extrasensory perceptions, as these are residing in your soul body and can be developed. Your third eye and your pineal gland in your brain have vision structure within it, that when you are able to view something from another location, you can see what is actually physically there in the other location, and it can display upon the structure of your pineal gland, and you can begin to get inner visions of other areas, and this would include higher realms, heaven realm, other realms that you may be able to tune into. Be careful, however, because in going exterior from your body, it can become dangerous. You have a tether cord that ties you in with your body so you can find your way back. But if that should break, then sometimes it is hard to reconnect with your body. So be careful with exploration in other realms.
Thank you. Now, it's interesting. Edna asked, had an experience of kind of exactly what Donna's asking about, I believe. And it's somewhat similar to experience I have. I have questions related to awareness and quickly moving momentarily to another dimension. I feel sometimes like being not here, but somewhere else. It is almost like I would stop being present in this dimension, and I would start to be somewhere else at once. This only happens for a very short time in terms of third dimension timing, maybe several seconds. But it feels like a very long time in the other dimensions where I seem to be momentarily moved to. Is that really happening? Is it possible?
Yes. Yes, it is. And the thing of it is, when several seconds happen in the third density, it is equivalent to much more time passing as time moves very much more quickly in the higher realms. So this differential in time that you are experiencing is very real.
Thank you. Next question. Our roommate, this is from Valerie in Livermore. Our roommate committed suicide on New Year's Day. We found him. Ugh. Anyway, he's been showing signs after 2 days and it's continuing on. My question is, what is our roommate, John George, cousin of Trump, all about? Now, I'm just going to leave that question. It's not a clear question. And
would you read it one more time? Would you read the last sentence one more time?
Our roommate committed suicide on New Year's Day. We found him. Ugh. Okay, now, I don't know why she said ugh, but anyway.
Well, that's understandable.
Anyway, he's been sharing signs after 2 days, and it's continuing. My question is, what is our roommate, John George, cousin of Trump, all about?
So she's saying that John George is the roommate that committed suicide, and that he is related to Trump. Is that correct?
That's my. I'm telling you, it's not clear that that's correct, but it seems like it might be. My question is, what is our roommate, John George, cousin of Trump, all about? And that's kind of like an open-ended question that.
That is a very wide question. It is so wide. You know, we're looking at it. We know. We see that you know some of the things about him. You may take it from different vantage points. What was, why did he commit suicide? What is he about that he was trying to solve by committing suicide or trying to escape from by committing suicide? We're looking at different aspects. When he appears invisibly and shows some sign or another, then observe. He is trying to let you know a message. We are seeing if we can decode the message, as he is very much non-verbal. Take a look at his sign. Ask him, talk to him, ask him, what is it that you are trying to convey? See if you can get him to lead you to look at something that he wants to show you. Something in the area of the house, something he wants to you to look at. Just talk to him. See if you can get a come here, impetus for you to follow in some direction, to look at something. And tell him how you feel, even. Set up a time, even, that you communicate. Was there some time when he would come home and talk to you? He would something that he would say to you. But he is trying to show you something he wants you to see, and he wants you to know that he is still a viable being, even though he doesn't have his body anymore. he wants you to know that he is there and to acknowledge his presence. So talk to him. Let him know. Is his name John George? Did you say when?
Yeah.
Is his name John George?
His name is John George, yes. Hi, John George.
Yes. He is not looking at you. Yes, he is not looking at us. He is looking to Valerie and her other, and he is trying to let you know he is still aware, and so acknowledge that. Acknowledge the heck out of that. We see that you are here. We know that you are here. We got it. We know that you are here. We, in fact, is we are speaking now to him directly. We are letting him know that we know he did not stop existing. He is still a being. And he kind of doubts it in a way himself, even, because nobody sees him. But let him know. Give him the response. We know you are here, John George. We know you are here. You are okay as a being. You are okay. And we forgive you for what you have done to yourself. We know you are still viable as a being. You can't get out of it that easy, John George. Thank you.
And John George, it's nice to have you on our line. We can all just think hello to John George, okay? And we got one more question here. Don Herman, that one question you asked about what is the point of the third density? I'm not going to
what
ask.
What is the point of the third density? Is that the question?
But don't. He asked it already, and there was an answer, but he wanted more. And ask it next week, please.
We can give a thumbnail sketch, and then ask it again. What is the purpose of the third density? It is an area where one, if they wish, can go for an experience which will give them a slow motion experience where one can look and listen and really get a contact with there is life, there is surroundings. There is contact, major contact in all your senses, in your hearing, in your eyesight. Get yourself of this. It is a presence that you can exist in and experience yourself and others. And you can have slow motion, not to you, but slow motion in relationship to what it is in the higher density, slow motion contact that you can then really take your time and experience. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, I'll just add one thing. In regards to the current negativity, one of the things is being alive right now with the negativity that's going on in the world is a tremendous opportunity to find those people where love makes a difference because they're reaching for it. and means you have to reach beyond the negativity that's going on. But let's not talk about that. Let me ask.
We only want to say one thing. The negativity, the individuals that are moving through that and creating that, they hear their own issues. They have not caught up to the rest of the surroundings. And there's time to work through something, to gather wealth, to gather power to the things that they may feel that they need. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Last question. We got to do this fast. It's 7:58. This is from Mark Sonnenberg in Ireland. Could I ask how my mother, Eileen Maust, and my dad, Byron Sonnenberg, are doing after their passing? And would there be anything I can do to help them? I am sending my deep love and gratitude to them and to the sources.
They are a good couple, and they are moving back and forth. They are support to each other on the other side, and they will be together again. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're going to move to Whole Planet Healing. If you're listening on BBS, you're welcome to join us. www.wholeplanethealing.com for the phone number, or if you can write it down, 712-770-4340, PIN 250513. And I'm going to unmute everybody. We'll say goodbye. Goodbye to BBS. Thank you for putting up with us. And
unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you to our sources.
Yes.
See you in a minute.
This session is no longer being recorded.